All right, Davis Webb, big man with a chip on his shoulder. He's a gym rat, the coach's son. Excited to plug him into quarterback school and hit the ground running.
Ben, where does he slot into your depth chart right now?
He's a young guy, needs to come in, see how he does, throw him into the mix, and let him compete.
What do you like about him? What stands out?
You know what? I think he's a big man. He's a fluid mover. He's a pocket passer, but he's not necessarily a statue back there. He can move around and has some good rhythm in his body.
Why does he have a chip on his shoulder?
He lost a job early in his career, sitting there probably a little bit too long in this draft.
You thought he was be drafted earlier?
I thought he was going to get drafted earlier, yes.
First round, possibly?
We had him graded fairly high.
Ben, Jerry said he called Eli and told him what you guys were going to do. That's obviously not something you do at other positions. How closely will you monitor how the players react to this?
Not at all.
What was Eli's reaction?
I didn't talk to Eli.
Ben, do you feel like your offense, the offense that you run, might be a friendlier transition for someone coming out of an offense like Texas Tech or Cal's?
I think every case is different. You take it on a case-by-case basis. We'll find out when we get him in the building.
Was there a point where you were sort of sold on him, that something, and maybe something specific that you saw that you sort of solidified it with him?
No, again, we like the way he works. We like the way he leads. He's a positive player. Did a nice job at the Senior Bowl. That helped his cause.
So he never got face-to-face. Remind you of another one?
Say that one more time.
Do his performances remind you of another quarterback?
There are a couple guys out there, but I don't want to do that to him.
For you personally, you're only one on one time with him, or with him, you in the room with him, was that the combine?
My evaluation was based on film study.
Does he kind of seamlessly fit into the offense in the way that Eli does? Obviously not experience wise, but you know, is he a different kind of athlete? Is he a different kind of passer?
Pocket passer, again, he's a fluid mover back there. He can move in the pocket and extend plays. He can do some creating. Like I said, he's not a statue back there.
You have not met him before?
I have not met him.
Is there an extra gravity brought on by taking a quarterback, especially given the importance of the position?
That's a dramatic question. I'm not sure what you're asking.
I mean, this is an important decision for, I would assume, as a head coach and a franchise, to potentially bring in your quarterback in the future.
Yeah, I mean, he's a again, he was the highest player on our board. We had a high grade on him. We felt that it was good value for the pick, and we're confident he's going to come in, learn it, and develop.
Usually, Ben, when you take a guy in the third round, you expect him to play somewhere, special teams, start. You know, rotation. You don't expect this guy to play at all. So,
yeah, he's not going to be covering kicks for us.
So, how do you weigh that when you get a guy in the third round? You say, look, you got a guy in the third round. He might sit for 2 years.
Oh, you have to trust. There's a lot of work that goes into it from the scouts. Mark Ross, the coaches evaluate, the coordinators evaluate, Jerry and I evaluate. You have to trust. You have to trust the process.
Is this a guy you said you felt like he was probably going to be gone by this point? When the draft is unfolding, are you thinking in the back of your mind, hoping, you know, he's just going to last to you?
No, hoping doesn't work. I've tried it. Doesn't work real well. So you just let it play out, take it pick by pick. And, you know, when you have someone sitting up there that you graded up there and they're the highest guy on the board, you're confident that you did your homework and it's going to pay off.
What character traits have you been able to identify with him that make him a potential franchise quarterback?
Yeah, you can see he's a persistent guy. He's a hard worker. The game's important to him. Again, just, you know, like I said right off the bat, he's a gym rat, and he's a coach's son, and grew up in the game, and that helps. He's going to have thick skin like they all do. But, again, let's get him here. Let's get him a playbook and a helmet. And
he was the highest player on your board in the third round.
When we made our pick, he was the highest player on the board.
Close to being the highest graded player in the second round.
That's a long way back.
Ben, when he comes in, do you have like a set idea as to what milestones you want him to reach at a certain point, or do you kind of let him develop organically?
Again, reps are tough to come by. That's a big part of the off season and the way things are now. with the new CBA. So reps are tough to come by, but, you know, they call it development for a reason. It takes a different guy, different speeds to get to where you want them to go. We just need to get him in and throw as much at him as quickly as possible and see how he handles it.
You said you haven't met him in person. Was that by design for any reason?
No, I mean, there's only so much ground you can cover.
How big a benefit do you think it is for a quarterback to be able to come into the league and sit for a couple of years when you were in?
Yeah, no, I think it's huge. I think it's tough to come. I think it's tough to come into the league and be a number two. I don't think there are very many guys that even in this draft that can come in and be a number two quarterback. I think it's challenging. It's asking an awful lot. The game's it's a different game, and it's a challenge. It's a benefit, you know, to be able to sit behind, especially a veteran quarterback, and learn. It goes a long way.
You think for developmental purposes it's better for a quarterback, or you get in the game right away? Or
case by case, you know, it's different. You know, every guy's different, but I do think it helps.
But did you you said you never met him. Did you talk to him tonight at all on the phone?
Yes.
What was that conversation like?
He's pretty excited.
You too?
Pretty excited.
Do you have to strike a balance? I mean, people are going to want to see this guy play at some point, and you still have Eli here, obviously. Is that something you have to be mindful of as a coach?
That doesn't matter to me.